past morning to give the invitation tonight.
Heavenly Creator, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for this wonderful country in which we live, where everyone is treated with fairness and dignity. We thank you for this wonderful county where we live, for the healthy and beautiful environment. We thank you for the community in which we live, which is supportive. We thank you for our friends and our family, which surround us with love. We thank you for the planning board members and the staff and the public who have come here tonight. And we ask that you guide us and our decisions tonight so that they are made with compassion and understanding. Amen.
Stand for the pledge. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, this is a little on Skype to see tomorrow.
As Chris said, we're going to modify the agenda and delete item 4.
Move we modify the agenda.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, delete 4. Did everybody get a chance to review the minutes from our last meeting?
Sure.
Are there any changes? Is there a motion to approve?
I have to say I made 2 minutes to what you have in front of you, and they are just format. You'll notice at the top of the meeting minutes, there was December 12th. That was a typo. That should be December 17th. And then there are Roman numerals 1, 2, and 3 on the second page. But Roman numeral 3 only had 2 bars. So I apologize for those typos. Those have been corrected. So.
All right.
I move that we approve the minutes with the corrections that Joy had sent out.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All righty. Subdivision update.
So, since our last meeting, we have had 4 subdivisions. Most of them small. The Timber Ridge subdivision in totality will eventually have 21 lots, but this was somewhere in the middle of the process and it was only 3 lots that were being subdivided. There was the 2-lot one and the 4-lot one. And then the Tompkins subdivision, but they were all relatively small. We had 12 exemptions and 2 easements, conservation easements that were made.
The Timber Ridge actually goes back to when Mike Thomas was working for me. And it was platted out initially to be about 21, 22 lots. And the owner is now going back in infilling some of the lots that he had anticipated. So,
where's that at?
Timber Ridge. If you go up Williamson Creek, make a left onto Timber Ridge, and then go about a mile and make a left. Timber Ridge is on the left then. The property actually backs up to Williamson Creek. There is not an access to Williamson Creek, though.
Any questions? Any more questions? Old business. Comprehensive plan.
All right,
let's get it done tonight.
Wow, that's a big order.
Okay.
I think it's pretty, quite amazing that we have done as much as we have, particularly with changes in staffing and all the above. What I'd like to do is, as part of the agenda tonight, I asked Joy if she would go through basically from the December 17th meeting. And she has taken the request that you've had. But really what we are looking for tonight is guidance from you, from Planning Board, as to, yeah, we think the goals that have been refined, how they are defined, goals look good, maybe some tweaking or allowing staff to continue making some tweaking. An outline that kind of shows how this is going to look like. And we've talked about this, and Joy has really done a good job of beginning to flesh out that outline and has actually done more and wondered if it would be appropriate to bring more to the meeting tonight. But I said, no, let's keep it to what you've already seen. And, in fact, this morning we met with Jamie Lauder and went over kind of the process that we see. We have a meeting coming up on the 8th where we will be giving an update on the comprehensive plan, where we are. And then from staff's perspective, and Maureen, to your point, I think we're pretty much on track. We're looking at trying to have a draft ready to take out to different community groups by the middle part of March, after your March meeting, seeking input on objectives and strategies. And then we hope to have a final draft document that you can look at and then send to the commissioners in May or June. And so we continue to move forward. And with that, I'm going to ask Joy if she will start and just kind of work you through the different pieces that we have.
Can I just ask, did you say, are you updating the commissioners on the 8th of February? Is that?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 8th of February.
Okay, I didn't realize. Good.
Mark, would you mind bringing me a copy?
Sure. Happy to.
Thank you.
So Joy, do you want to?
I will begin. Sure. So the Planning Board goals and objectives document that has 11 pages.
Which one is that? Let me see.
The Planning Board Goals and Objectives Draft 1217.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks.
That is the goals and objectives as the Planning Board wrote them and discussed them at the last meeting. Okay. I took off the initials. I hope I got all of them. And I arranged the objectives and made some of the objectives strategies. Based on our conversation at the last meeting, it seemed that some of the objectives should be strategies because they were very specific on how to reach certain desired outcomes. And that is how you all saw them and edited them. At the last meeting, we were given permission to go in and manipulate some of the goals to try to get the tenses correct and the meaning portrayed well. And we have done that, or tried to do that, in the document that has 3 pages, the Transylvania County 2025 Comprehensive Plan Goals. You'll notice that there is an added goal on health on the very last page. And health is often in comprehensive plans, and I did not see a goal for that in the goals that you guys had prepared. I know you chose the one that you wanted to work on, and some of the goals did not have planning board members who adopted them as theirs. So that is my attempt to have a goal on health. We would like some guidance from you all if you have had a chance to look at the modified goals and compare it to the goals that you guys had written. And we would like to hear any comments. I know I have received comments from Jackie via email, and she knows what I have done with those comments. That is not reflected in these goals, because these goals are a work in progress. I wanted you to be able to see what I had sent out for the planning board meeting and not confuse the issue. So you'll notice, Jackie, that what we had talked about is not in here. Okay. But
okay. Anybody got? Do you want to walk through them one by one?
Yeah, I think we should walk through one by one.
Free for all.
Okay. Yeah.
Economic health. I'm not going to read it, but people can comment. I guess the appropriately funding these efforts has been sort of added on, I think, from our original.
Correct.
No comments? No? All right. Infrastructure.
Jackie? I think we're looking at the document with three pages and comparing it to that one that you had in your hand, but
I wonder how I could read that.
Yes. Yes, that's how.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that one? Transportation?
Is everyone finished reading infrastructure?
I'll let you get Jackie a second to catch up.
Oh, I've got it.
Real similar to the original.
Yes.
And transportation?
I think the important piece here is that we talk about working with is the addition, that we're working with NCDOT, City of Brevard, and Town of Grossman.
Right.
Region is still kept in there because we know that we are part of a regional system, but it's not really focusing on the region per se. It's transportation throughout the county and the region.
Yeah, no, I think that's important to keep it in, because transportation has to connect into the region, or else we just have a little white elephant sitting here in the county.
Or a little island.
Yeah.
Any comments on that? I guess you can step through them and maybe talk about them too, because you're the one that did the, or you and Mark did the editing.
I took the first shot at a major edit, and then we both did. So yes.
Yes.
Look at your community facilities. I mean, it's worded a little differently. Didn't we used to say something about it would be sort of equally balanced? I mean, throughout the
you've got
county.
And that's
yeah, and just it just seems to be a little bit.
Throughout the entire county.
Kind of strengthened by improving and expanding community facilities.
Here it's community needs throughout the county. We didn't say entire county, but we said throughout the county.
Recognize the importance of community needs throughout the county.
And we actually tried to identify what were facilities that you're looking at, not in that original definition.
Right.
Well, it is up there, schools, parks, community centers. We just, where it was placed.
This was the one that was such a big deal to Mac, you know, with making sure that all parts of the county, you know, were.
It says throughout.
It says throughout, so, okay.
I mean, you could go into recreation, you could add recreation, you could actually have country community facilities, also including volunteer fire departments.
And farmers markets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on adding more, or this is really, I guess what we don't want this to be is just these. These are really kind of examples of community.
You might add a, you know, I don't know what.
Such as?
In other gathering places, yeah, I don't know what you would say, but some sort of a catch-all.
Yeah, I mean, once you start listing them, you're always going to leave something
right
out.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, because you're absolutely right about, you know, farmers markets. You know, we've got that seed desert in one part of the county.
Yes. Does that mean that food desert needs farmers markets?
Of course, you may have that under health too. You know, now that we have health, fresh foods. You know, so it may be covered over there.
Environment, natural resources, and agriculture.
You know, we took out preserve and protect, which used to be in there. Now we say we value the natural resources, ever to maintain and enhance. I sort of like that preserve and protect in there. It doesn't seem as strong. The new version just doesn't seem as strong to me in terms of.
I would agree with you, Marie.
Now it says maintain and enhance.
I know. Well, I like preserve and protect.
Okay. So we change out values to preserve and protect its abundant natural resources.
Yes, that's good. Put it right back where it was.
The other thing that I think is missing from this, and another read of this again, is we say seek to collaborate with other government and nonprofit agencies. It doesn't say anything about private property owners. And I think that may be something that needs to be looked at too.
And not only nonprofit, but you'd also maybe want to collaborate with for-profit companies.
Yeah, that's the private property interest.
Yeah,
Private interest?
I don't think we should limit it. Yeah, we definitely want to make sure that private interests also are preserving and protecting.
Okay.
Wait a minute, let me read through it again. Enhances to.
So should we say other government and nonprofit agencies and stakeholders?
Private.
Mm-hmm.
I think this needs to be private because and private stakeholders.
Yeah.
Private. Get rid of interest and just say private stakeholders.
Yeah.
Jimmy, do you want a copy of this to look at? We got plenty up here. Are we good with that?
I am. I'm good with that now.
Jackie?
Well, I sent Joy some additions to that. I like how you worded it, and I feel like we're jumping ahead to the outline if we talk about that. And I'm happy to do that, but I need everyone to go along with me. So and I don't know if we're there yet. If you take a look at the draft outline that I sent you, Mark Tooley asked that I fill in a section of it, or fill in parts of a section so you could see where I was going. And you'll notice that under the economic health goals and objectives, there's three goals. And they are the three goals for the economic health, the infrastructure, and the transportation. Because infrastructure and transportation are so important to economic health. So when I was looking at the environmental health, we needed an overarching goal that met all of those needs. And then I worked with Jackie to have a goal that specifically highlights the protection and preservation and enhancement of agriculture and forestry operations. And we can provide more enhancement in that section as well under goals to highlight more collaboration with stakeholders and more preservation of our important natural world. And we can do that by looking at the goal that we have now, but I feel like we also need to, if you like the way that I organized the environmental health sections, to include the different pieces that are in it. I have it here. There it is. Then it may be worthwhile to have.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Let's go through the goals.
You want to focus on the goals?
We started on that. Let's focus on the goals. And then I think what we talked about at the last meeting is trying to then come into four focus areas. Those focus areas then will pull in, may even pull in a couple of different goals. But if we can go through the goals first, then we'll look at focus areas. And then we'll look at, and I think what Joy is starting to go to, and that is kind of this draft outline of what we have and how it all pulls together.
True. Okay. So, we'll go back and just focus on that.
I guess where we got started was Jackie had some comments.
Had some comments about agriculture and wanting to highlight agricultural and forestry operations more fully.
Right. Which Joy has done.
Which I have done.
But not necessarily in the goal itself, but as going forward.
Yes, as underneath that heading of goals and objectives, there is a piece that specifically highlights agriculture. And yes. So we did not lengthen this goal.
Right, because it was specifically called out in that original.
It was called out. But similar to Maureen's point that we needed to preserve and protect our abundant natural resources, we also needed to honor and enhance the forestry and agricultural operations.
So I'm...
Okay. Yeah, you've been working with Jack, so that's all.
All good?
Yeah.
Okay. Public safety?
It just sounds a little awkward the way it's worded, or a little, you know, well, encourage and support public safety agencies to be trained and equipped. I mean, couldn't we be a little more, you know, Transylvania County encourages and supports, you know, the training and equipment of public, you know, a little more, action, you know, it just sounds a little right. Support to be trained. I mean, why don't we support the training and equipping to meet the needs of all citizens?
You know, like this one, the difference between this and the old one was we actually added in some of the examples, fire, sheriff, EMS, communications, etc. What I hear you saying, Maureen, is that it's awkward to say to be trained and equipped. It just doesn't do enough.
It's not powerful enough. Okay. I mean, I think, you know, public safety is one of the big responsibilities of, you know, the county. And so we should not just be, we should be more direct in this. We should be, you know, supporting the training and equipping our public safety agencies to meet the needs of citizens. So I'd make it more...
Would be Transylvania County citizens desire a well-trained and equipped public safety or something to that where we add citizens desire or and just kind of reword it around that? No.
That's a structure of some of your other goals.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, citizens desire. I don't think so. I mean.
All right. You don't like this. We'll come back on that one.
Well, it... To me, it does. I mean, it's more of a statement than a goal. I don't know how else to word it. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. Now that I read it, it's just like Maureen said. It says, flat.
Yeah, all right. That's it. It's flat.
Is that all they support is the training and equipping? You know, we're spending a lot of money right now on a study to get them better organized and more efficient. Does that need to be in there?
Okay.
Something like, I know you guys are just working off, because this is not much different than the original.
The difference on this one is the inclusion of the different types, to give an example.
I just think it needs to be stronger.
All right.
Safety is so important. I mean, it needs to be stronger wording.
Yes, ma'am. We will work on that.
Advocacy and cooperation.
We've taken, we sort of changed this one a little bit because you've taken the idea of unify out. You know, we'll support the efforts to recognize the individual and collective importance of communities and groups and strive to ensure that they are all well represented. But that doesn't talk to unification at all, or the idea of trying to make it more of a unified overall community.
Could it be a simple fix of saying are all well represented and unified?
encourages cultural heritage and supports efforts to recognize the individual and collective importance of communities and groups, ensuring that they are well represented. Yeah, because the idea was to, you know, try to get that cooperation between groups and that interaction between groups. And here we've got, you know, we were saying all these groups are important and we're going to recognize all of them, but they could still be totally separate from one another.
So how do you want the Caroni to get involved? I mean, is that the place for the Caroni to step in and say, you need to meet with this other group?
Well, I mean, we have our objectives, you know, where we had some very specific things, you know, where we were going to try and encourage that, you know, type of unity, better understanding, or better cooperation. You know, so if we go back to some of those, you know, with the community events, the reinstating maybe of the Human Relations Council, the encouraging the diversity on the boards, you know, all that would help promote it. I don't know that it necessarily, you know, gets you there, but it's...
Well, even leadership, you know, talks about the municipal and county governments doing more at that level.
Yeah.
And I think we touched on some of it in the... And I don't know how it melds together in the focus groups, but the community centers are an important part of that, where they bring not only the people that were born and raised here that live in the community, but people that may have moved here recently. So,
yeah, no, your point about the, you know, one of the big things on this was the cooperation between the Brevard, Rosman, and the county, you know, all the governments working
right
together.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any real outreach from the commissioners or the administration to the areas that are not down off the hill. Once you get past Quebec, you know, it's like they don't exist. The commissioners don't have meetings in Balsam Grove.
It's like they used to. Didn't they used to go on the road, Mark?
Yes.
They did. Bob Massengill, when Bob was chair, I think several different times in the 26 years that I've been here. It's happened. They go out, they do that for about 6 months. Winter comes, and then they start back at the courthouse, and that's where it goes until a large number of people come back and say, well, you're not coming out here, and then maybe 3 years later they come out again.
You know,
well, that could be under a strategy.
Yeah, that's a strategy.
You know, the county doesn't really promote any unity.
Yeah. We need to get that idea back in our goal statement.
So, my suggestion was are well represented and unified at the end. You didn't seem to find that as being powerful enough. And so you want us to look at that's fine.
Yes, you sort of tacked it on the end there, you know, but it's like, okay.
Right. But you want a statement that is stronger than the previous version and then what we have, and focusing on unified and how...
Well, if we go back to what we had originally, which was Transylvania County will have an active presence throughout the county to unify all the communities and ensure they are all represented. That to me is a lot stronger than the one we have, because I just think we need to get that unity idea in there as the central idea, because that's why we have the advocacy and cooperation as the goal.
Well, I see the strength in the first one, but I also think that you've got to look and supports efforts to recognize individual and collective importance of communities. And I like that in the second one gives you, because that we are very much an individual society, very individualistic, but then collectively there's the importance of if we take these two and combine them.
Yeah, somehow combine them.
Do you
want to
share your example, Mark?
I was going to say, recognize the individual and collective importance of communities and groups, and seeks to unify them and ensure that they are well represented.
That's better. I mean, it's not sort of tacked on the end.
Okay.
Seeks to unify them and ensure that they are well represented.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Now the hot one, plan use.
This is the first, the way it's written. It doesn't address anything. If you're not going to have a land use plan, if you're not going to have some type of organization, then the whole thing is chamozzle data.
I agree. If I didn't know what we were trying to say with this one, I wouldn't understand what it said.
Yeah.
It's sort of so watered down now that it's...
Well, we're trying to placate people that aren't going to agree with you anyway. So, the county needs a land use plan. Period. Come out of the 1800s, let's get into the 21st century. You need a land use plan, you need some type of either, and you have to take into consideration the terrain because a great portion of the county is not economically developable because it is either in public lands or the terrain is such that it's not usable. But those areas that are usable should be managed. That's not taking away a person's property rights.
What if we just said Transylvania County will develop a land use plan and we take all these other little qualifiers off? What if we just say that?
Because you and Mike West were working on this one together.
Well, and we couldn't come up with it.
So we came up with what was the best at the time.
Can't take
well,
my
I
word.
Know.
but you got to understand, there's a small group of people in the county that are never going to agree with you on any type of land use plan.
And
until their neighbor does something they don't like, and then they want a land use plan.
And if I'm not mistaken, the previous goal was focused around advocacy and cooperation.
Yes.
And trying to lead that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that you've got to go back to that again and say, how do you engage? How do you look for advocacy? How do you get cooperation between? I do agree. I think that it needs to be, if you're going to have a statement here, there needs to be some qualifier about the amount of land that is in the county that we have no jurisdiction over or control. And I think that can be a short preamble to this. But then you as a board are going to have to say, we need to look at, if not a land use plan, at least small area jurisdiction plans where communities would be able to develop their own plan, much like we have in the Pisgah Forest area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if not an outright countywide land use plan, at least move towards a process of having small area jurisdiction
plans.
You're
getting into objectives.
Yeah.
Yeah. The world did not stop when they put in the Pisgah Forest plan.
People survived.
Actually,
nobody moved.
They wanted it.
Kind
of.
So I think we ought to just say that the idea is that we want to have proactive land use planning. And then under the objectives and, the actual you know, actions. It could be the specifics, but the idea is that it's just, you know.
Let's move forward in some direction, even if it's the wrong direction.
I went back to Maureen's, I guess, sort of original, which I really liked. I mean, she, you know, Transylvania County will manage future growth through land use policies that support and balance economic growth, individual property rights, the well-being of the community, and conservation of our natural environment.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I liked it.
You ought to.
but we probably can't finalize it tonight.
No, it did not get agreement from
this may have to, this one may have to be tabled, but because the three individuals that aren't going to like that aren't here.
I know.
And obviously you tried to work with Maureen and Mike to get something, but I agree. I mean, it's so much has been taken out to where it doesn't even talk of the goal, doesn't even talk about land use.
Right.
My opinion.
So you made the principal point there when you said there are four of us here that agree and three of us do not. Four makes a majority of seven. I'm sorry, they don't have to agree.
I'll go back to, if we want to try to get the county to focus on cooperation and advocacy, I think then it's up to staff to try to figure out a way to make this happen. Short of that, being able to accomplish that, then yes, it is a vote. But what we've seen in past things is it's been a majority vote, and we still end up, if there's not that greater cohesion. May I make a recommendation that for purposes of moving forward with tonight, we go back to Maureen's original wording on this, so that staff has some direction to go, but knowing that we probably will have to come back and look at this, and maybe, you know, if there was a way of modifying it so that it's not necessarily a county-wide land use, but again, I'll go back to the small jurisdictions, small area jurisdictions, but talking about the importance of land use planning, and I think that that's what your original statement had, Maureen.
Yeah, it stated land use policies, not land use regulations.
Yeah.
There's a difference there.
Agreed.
Mr. West might argue with the definition.
Okay. We'll go back to Maureen's original and maybe look and see if there's a way of trying to focus in, not necessarily countywide, but focus on small areas.
Yeah.
And I think that that would go a long way to helping them, because if they see the example of Pisgah Forest coming to the county and to the city saying, we want this,
mm-hmm.
the majority of people living in that area want that, why would they be opposed to that?
I'm not going to comment.
You don't mean?
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Recreation.
And based on the discussion tonight, I think this says what the county will do, and that is that it provides, but could it also help facilitate and or promote, because there's a lot that the county could do to support recreation that is not something that it can provide.
In concert with the city and private entities?
Well, I'm thinking with the federal and the state and the city. I mean, there's support and encourage. It would be a great example of a specific action item, and that would be to support the bond referendum for state parks. You know, that would be a very specific step, but that's the type of thing that I'm thinking about. We don't really have that in here.
So how would we put it in?
I think there's another sentence here that we need to put in that says that the county will work with other landholders, private, public sectors, to encourage. And what I'm thinking is, I mean, with recreation, there's equestrian that takes place up at DuPont. We've got equestrian some in Pisgah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to limit and just say these, but there's a lot more recreation that the county, and almost all fly fishing is outside of the county in terms of Transylvania County being able to influence.
Right. Well, you might say recognizing that, right, 50% of our land is public land.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, I'd like to see some mention of the county giving back to the federal and the state entities. You know, they're a large portion of our economy, and we give nothing back to them. Yeah, I don't know whether that's appropriate, but in this goal, you know, our goal would be to.
I think some of that fell under the Environment and Natural Resources section where we talked about collaborating. It went under recreation, but.
Mark, we'll work on this because I really do think that I've heard Mike Hawkins talk before about the importance of this and some of the areas where, for example, we're encouraging mountain biking, but some of those trails are being worn down so badly. And to think Chris's point, what is the county doing to try to help, not necessarily fund the renovation, but reclamation, improvement of those trails? There may be something that would be a strategy underneath. That's where I think it's short right now.
Well, the TNRC moved in that direction last year by recommending a position to at least be that liaison.
Yeah. And that could be an actual strategy again.
And now there's the, what's it called, the Pisgah?
Friends of the Pisgah Forest?
No, there's a Pisgah Tavern. No. It's like Pisgah Foundation, something like that, that's trying to pull these groups together and fundraise and coordinate volunteers to sort of be an outside volunteer coordinator towards working with the public lands. Arts and culture.
I'm good with that one.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay. Health. That's a brand new one. It's the only comment I had on that was the fresh foods.
It's what?
Fresh foods. Well, it should be nutritious, or, you know, they may not be fresh all the time, but.
Yeah. Some places it's called nutrition.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether nutritious is the right word, but finding fresh food right now, at least locally.
Yes, maybe some apples, maybe.
collard greens.
I got some collard greens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although the kale I had was this last cold, they finally outwent.
Yeah, so. I had kale that was on steroids this year.
Yeah.
But this is a really good addition. I think adding health was a really good idea. That really wasn't covered very well. And, you know, that is so important. So that was a good add, Julie.
Thanks.
So I've kind of heard where it says fresh fruits, nutritious,
yeah,
wholesome.
Those two words together make me think of the market.
I know.
Which is not a good thing.
All right, so obviously we need to go back, and we've got some modifications on these. And
I got a comment. There's another omission, too. Education is not mentioned in any of our goals.
Well, it is. It's mentioned by including schools, but
yeah.
It's not. You're right. It's not an out there.
Not really broken out.
I don't know whether we can weave it in somewhere else, but it's more than just the structures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, as we move from the goals into the comprehensive plan, are we ready to do that?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, we're just getting the wording perfect on our goal.
Which is why
we're 99% happy with them.
Yes. I'm wondering if we should add arts and education into that health goal. Because it's for arts and education facilitate the well-being of citizens. So that would be another place where education could go.
Where
Pennsylvania County recognizes that healthcare facilities, healthcare services, recreational opportunities, arts, education, and whole foods are important to the health and well-being of the citizens and an asset for attracting visitors and businesses. Or is that trying to be too overarching?
Joy, I missed you on that one. I'm sorry. Repeat.
Okay. After recreational opportunities, should we insert arts, education, and whole foods?
Mm-hmm.
So Pennsylvania County recognizes that healthcare facilities, healthcare services, recreational opportunities, arts, education, and whole foods are important to the health and well-being of the citizens and an asset for attracting visitors and businesses.
I don't understand the arts education piece. What do you mean by that?
The arts, comma, education.
So you'd eliminate the arts and culture separate goal?
No.
No.
So we are now, you're going to this piece.
Well, as I've been thinking about these goals and trying to fit them into the outline, or coming up with an outline that mirrored the goals and showed the interaction of the goals, I would like a big overarching goal under the health, well-being, or the health, well-rounded, and equitable community section.
If I may make a suggestion,
yes.
It might be better to back the education up to education, arts, and culture, and make it inclusive in that, as opposed to trying to stretch it into health.
Okay.
Well, I would even, if you look at the document that starts with the word introduction on it, so you already have in that, it's just for to help me with clarity on that.
Okay.
We have a lot of different goals.
We do.
We have. And then moving forward, what we've talked about is now narrowing, rather than having a document that stresses each chapter, each goal, is kind of combine areas of that have commonality.
Right.
And I think that's what you're doing. And if you look at page 9,
you jumped into the other document.
Page 8, yeah, we're now into the other document. You actually talk about unity, you talk about schools,
right,
arts and culture, and recreation. And I'm wondering if it would be good to have just a goal that focuses on education. It's going to come back under this overarching focus area.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's what the board wants to do, but it seems to me that you've got that broken out already.
So leave that goal the way it was on the keep arts and education out of it.
Right.
And have this a goal focus that focuses on education within that section.
Yep.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. So maybe instead of schools, it's education. On page 8 still.
Okay.
Under the action steps, there's unity. There's schools, there's arts and culture, there's recreation.
Yeah.
Maybe we replace education with schools.
Perfect.
All right.
And then I think you've brought in the piece that, yeah, that makes sense then.
Okay.
That's good.
We had an effort.
You know, we've got community college and public schools and private schools. And, I mean, for a town of 7,000 to have a 4-year educational institution here, we're awful lucky.
We are.
And we need to support them. Which I guess they're going to do Monday night, maybe, by helping with the
and they work that out.
The study, I don't know. They're going to talk about it.
All right. So, a comprehensive. Yes, please.
Whole foods are very expensive, and when you go to the Sharon House, you get canned foods. And I think Whole Foods for people like us are a dream for people that don't have money.
I thought the word we were using was wholesome, as in health.
Wholesome word.
Wholesome meal word.
Okay.
Okay.
Not go there.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
I agree with you, Jack.
Great, thank you.
So Joy, going back to the document, you kind of jumped to the headline pages. You've got four focus areas.
We have four focus areas. One is economic health. And within the economic health, we have a place for our vision. We have background. Stuff that you have already seen on assessments of current conditions. I did not include all of the assessment pieces that will go in here. I just included a little bit for you guys to see. The format is going to change. The verbiage is going, the wordage is going to change. But it's just giving you a sense of this is what is going to go into the background. Data. Where are we now? And then there's a section for related efforts and policies on page 3 at the top. Related efforts and policies. And each related effort and policy that is currently existing will have a little explanation of it. So the Transylvania Economic Alliance, there will be a little explanation of what Transylvania Economic Alliance is and their goals and their mission. And then after the related efforts and policies, there's the public concern, what we heard in the survey.
On some of these, I assume this will be an electronic document at some point, but links to all these things.
Oh, yes.
All of these, from an electronic standpoint, will have links. Yes.
And if you know of related efforts, please send them our way. You know? Because I've gotten some, but there's a whole lot more out there. And maybe we just pick five that we showcase, but it would be good to have five very strong showcases if we do that, or try to represent all of them.
I think it'll help when we see later on the breakout. I'm trying to look at what section that's in under the action step, some of the where you pull in some of the other things that we say, okay, underwater and sewer, you know, the city just today released a new document at their retreat on what their plans are.
Yeah.
So I think it'll help if we think about it soon, what else is out there.
Definitely.
Joy, may I ask a question? Back up just a little bit.
Yes, please.
On your economic health background, have you made any efforts to... We have two distinct cultures in the county as far as economics. We have those that are retired here, have migrated here, that are skewing our averages upward hugely. You know, the average person in this county does not make, your average household does not make $40,000 a year. It's just misinformation. And it is easy to do because you are taking statistical averages, but you're not considering who have two distinct economic classes. The indigenous or local population is completely different than if you average the entire county.
So where would I find data that separates the two?
Hey, my department.
the census data.
Yeah, but we know that that exists. But
so
to say the average income is 40, household income is $41,000, it's just grossly inaccurate.
Okay.
So you actually need a median and a mean, where you look at not what top and bottom and you're averaging.
Hmm.
That doesn't give it. You actually need a mean, which kind of looks and says, okay, if you have 100 people, where is that person midway, and it probably is closer to 37 or 35, not the 41. So we can try to figure out that, but this is, Joy is coming in just using what we have gathered so far, and this is really just a placeholder.
I've made this point before, and we're going back to the census data again, and that it's not accurate.
Do they have, and maybe the census doesn't have it, but Tom Tavit would have it. What's the average salary for people that are working?
Right.
Versus people that aren't. Or if they divide it out by age.
I'm not sure where to look for the data. But
okay.
I'm all busy. As sure as I'm sitting here,
right.
I know that it exists.
We even look at that graph until page 2.
Well, you look at how many children qualify for the food stuff.
Look at the blue line, which is actual
earnings.
Yeah. And look at the investment income and government transfers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that tells the story, but maybe
Mm-hmm. You know, how do you come up with that data? I do not have the knowledge. It's just there.
Well, the individual that did that graph obviously has it.
Yeah. It's the same way with the USDA stats for Transylvania County. It's inaccurate.
So the ad census for Transylvania is inaccurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you need to go to Expedia.
Okay.
We'll work on that, sir.
Thank you. I just don't want people thinking they're rich. No. It also is what screws up our school funding, is that average.
It screws up our,
tiers.
Tiers.
Tier 2.
Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. it shows the relative health of a community yeah. county. And where Tier 2 have been in large part, but to Bruce's point, it really does mess up with the high wealth, low wealth counties and funding resources from the state for schools.
One option that we have is, I know Pittsburgh Forest is now a Title I school, which means that a certain number of our students are eligible for free and reduced lunches. Like a large number of our students are eligible to become a Title I school. So bringing that statistic and that data in may help to show a bigger, broader picture.
I just want it to be as accurate as we can
okay.
make it.
Thank you very much.
Good point.
Yeah.
So basically, we will follow up on trying to delineate that. We are then taking the goals. We've come up with a series of what would be focus areas, something I think everybody said, yeah, let's look at focus areas. Goals that fit under those focus areas. And so we have economic health.
Economic health.
And then what's next?
I was going through the economic
sure.
health one to show the different sections.
Yeah, go ahead.
The background section, the related efforts and policy section, the public concern section with the survey. And then there's the economic health goals and objectives. And that's where we get into the goals that y'all have worked so hard on, and we go into objectives.
Are these goals that we just went over going to fit neatly underneath these focus areas?
That's what I've been kind of tweaking behind the scenes.
I think so.
Most of them.
Or whether we need to use them as background and come up with a separate goal for the focus area that
then
describes up, or do we lose it?
Would you like to? So I heard that the goal that we have for environmental and natural resources and agriculture is not exactly what we want it to be, but something about that's overarching. For the environmental health area that includes agriculture, stewardship, public lands, water resources, air quality, waste management, stormwater, and pollution, I've been trying to think about the goal that you guys had did not necessarily address all of this. So, what other goals would we need? What other highlights and objectives would we need? And so having that goal that y'all have, and then also having, this is what Jackie and I worked on, to follow that first bullet point, that first goal, is recognizing the importance of agriculture and forestry operations for the culture, physical, and economic well-being of its citizens. Transylvania County will continue supporting efforts to provide and protect viable opportunities for agriculture and forestry operations to enhance and expand current and future working lands. Transylvania County, working with U.S. Forest Service, City of Brevard, the Town of Rosman, and other stakeholders, will support efforts for safe access to well-managed, high-quality natural resources and working lands. Well-managed goes into the stewardship and conservation. High-quality goes into the water resources and air quality. The working with others goes into collaboration. And so trying to have a broad goal that would meet the bullet points that you guys came up with all your objectives. Because if you notice, these action steps that I have bulleted out into sections came from the planning board's objectives. And so trying to represent what y'all said, as ways to reach a big goal, there is going to be some manipulation that is required. Trying to keep everything that I have heard from you guys and have seen you guys produce in mind, I will be working on trying to also have goals and objectives that meet these. But that's assuming you guys like this outline. This outline is up for comment, for rearranging, for gutting. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I really liked the outline. That was the only thing that I, the only gotcha I saw was these objectives that we just, or goals that we just went over, don't necessarily fit neatly into the four focus areas.
They may cross over. And yes. Actually, there may be.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make sense to put them in there and then have them, you know, have a goal in two different places. I'm just trying to, or do the goals stand alone and somehow roll into the four focus areas? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Or if I can take agriculture as an example,
mm-hmm.
It's in environmental health, but it's also in healthy, well-rounded, and equitable communities. Because of the fresh or wholesome food piece of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so creating a way to have fresh, wholesome foods is going to create the need to have some goal that everyone can access these opportunities.
Maybe a reference back to the goal.
Okay.
For the objectives, rather than having them try to be a part of the focus area. You know, okay, this was identified in goal number whatever. Or do we?
Yeah. I think you begin to confuse it. Then you're going back and saying, let's do the goals. Each goal was its own.
Right.
And might as well just kind of go with the economic development and then go to cultural recreation.
Yeah, things require some interpretation. I mean, you can't necessarily address each goal without having a very boring piece of material.
Right.
You know, you can't address each individual goal in your plan.
Right.
And there'll be one point in the plan may cover three or four of your goals or contribute to those goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, it's how you get to the end, not
right.
So
I'm just thinking that.
So Mark, if we continue along this path that Joy has really articulated that we've worked on, and let us flush out the rest of this after the advocates meeting next week, I think it will be very clear what's being left out or what's being forced
into one of the focus areas, and it won't feel right. And I think that at that point in time, we may need to come back and say that there is another focus area, a fifth focus area, that really does capture the balance of these. And so I think my recommendation would be, let's try to just work through this and then see what doesn't feel
well, that's
right.
The only thing that was uncomfortable to me.
You know, I've read so many of the comprehensive plans and so on. They were so dry and dull that nobody ever got through them. I have to try to make it interesting enough that people actually read it.
Right.
And so if you get a little poetic license or whatever you want to call it in your text to get your goals, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Do you like the outline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that, you know, as asked with the income thing, that we actually make sure what we're putting in there is accurate.
Yes.
And not just homogenized from someone's, you know, off-the-shelf data.
Well, the data that Joy has used so far is what you've already looked at.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is, I mean, she's taking everything that we have worked on from the time Chris Nant was here, and Michelle, and then April, and now with Joy and Kaylin. So she's just plugging in what you've already seen. There's nothing new. If we need to go back and under the issue of making sure that we more clearly articulate income to different populations, we can try to do that. But Joy, in this case, has been using what we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if the outline works, we'll continue along with this. We'll go back to the goals, reword those. We'll work on... We'll continue to keep the four focus areas with this overall outline, seeing if there's something that doesn't fit. Jackie, you is that?
I've talked with Maureen and Mark, and I wanted to make sure that you liked the outline as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Who's coming up with these vision sections for each focus area? Is that another battle, or are you guys going to straw man?
I think that it's on staff to create a straw man. But I think about our next meeting is the advocates meeting, where we've invited the advocates for next week. And what I'd like to, and maybe this is a way of wrapping up what we've done in a way, for next Friday, be able to have goals and try to incorporate discussion tonight, knowing that there may be, for example, land use, there may be some further discussion, but let's get the advocates' input at that meeting. I think have the focus areas and show how there's linkages with the focus areas. I'm not so concerned with the advocates' meeting about the outline. I mean, I don't think that that's more of a detail for you as a board as to how you would like it. Not going to worry about the demographic financial information. Really just big picture, the goals, focus areas, and moving forward then, Mark, I think I'm trying to answer your question. What's missing? And then what would be strategies to help us do this? And that... Actually, we've talked about breaking up and having tables that would focus on these four focus areas and let people then decide which table they would like to go to focus on strategies for the four focus areas. We would then come back and massage that back into the document and make sure that it links back to the goal statements that you have for each of those.
You're talking about the advocates doing this, right?
Advocates helping with that.
Would you give them the ones we've already, that are already out there to...
We could, I think, having those down and here is primer. Now, what else would you like to see under these? Yeah, I think that not have what Joy has already put down, I don't know if we call them help action steps or if we call them... maybe that's what we get them to focus on, our action steps. What are the action steps? Strategies yet to be determined. Is that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jackie. All right. So we're meeting in the Rogue Gallery. We will use the projector and have goals up on top so everybody can see. We'll have goals on different tables. We'll have action steps for the focus areas. And then we will ask them to try to come up with other action steps. And then we will come back at our next meeting and then try to have something for you. Joy has already been working. The assumption was that based on comments that we've heard from you, that the outline is okay. Joy has already been working on a lot of the expansion of that outline. And so I think when we meet in March, we'll be able to, when we have a regular meeting in February, regular meeting in February, we should have a fairly well scoped out document that will then have action steps within the focus areas. Is that in mind?
Wow.
Now, text and numbers. Text and numbers, we'll still be doing some more work on it.
Yeah.
But it'll be a very rough draft, but I think we can have a look.
Has the meeting next week been highly communicated to the individuals?
You want to tell them what you two have both done?
We sent out an email. We have put an advertisement in the paper. It went out on Thursday and Monday. Confuses me. I thought Transylvania Times came out twice a week.
It does.
So when something is put out on Monday, where does it go?
Monday.
It wouldn't go out on Monday, right?
Monday.
Maybe
it's
going to be
Thursday.
Because it's Thursday.
Right.
Paper and then Monday's the following Monday.
Yeah, the following Monday.
Okay.
So we should have, there should be an ad in the paper today, and there should be an ad in the paper on Monday.
Oh, I thought it came out on Tuesday and Thursday.
No.
That was my confusion.
Some people receive Monday's paper on Tuesday because of mail.
Nothing like getting a notice of a Monday night meeting and Tuesdays, the paper you get on.
So, Mark, to your point, I think there's actually been several communications by email.
Okay.
I just want
a good turnout.
Yeah.
This is the important part.
Well, I think that to that extent, it's up to planning board members to contact the three advocates that you've had and follow up, and we can remind you of them. And we can also remind, I don't think we'll have to remind a whole lot of emphasis to the other three that they might want to.
Yeah. Did you copy us on the email you sent to the advocates? I don't remember seeing it.
I did not.
Because could you copy us and then when I call my advocates, I can have that in front of me.
That's why I was wondering because I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
That would help.
The same day I told you guys that tonight's meeting was going to be in February.
Okay. Yeah, because I haven't heard from my
advocates.
It's awfully quiet.
Tonight's meeting is in February. But I resent it and said, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what was in my brain that moment.
I don't know what the long range forecast is, but.
For February, boy?
Yeah. We have a plan B.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's
going to be a beautiful day. I mean, Chamber of Commerce will not have been able to provide a better day, I promise.
Okay.
I'm only wearing panties, not boots.
We just have to assume that it will be whether we can and we can't, and we just.
I guess plan B is probably our regular meeting.
Would be. Okay. All right, so we've got a fair amount of work to do. to follow up on the goals. We will tomorrow. We will try to get. My concern is that we end up just duplicating effort. We'll try to get revised goals to planning board members next Tuesday for feedback on Wednesday or Thursday morning. And whatever feedback we get, we'll try to incorporate, and that's what we will have for Thursday night's meeting on the 4th. And we'll just go with that. They're not set in stone. It still is very malleable, can be changed. Okay. Anything else on that? Joy? Think of anything else that we... This is good. It's very helpful for us. I think that I will say Joy has done a really good job of creating an outline that I think accomplishes a lot of what you have wanted. Now, Chris, the devil in the detail of how well we can write it and present it. Joy and I have already had conversations on what does it look like, how does it read. And so we are very aware of that. And we will also be looking at this as being a document that is very much online. And so there's two documents. There's going to be a written document that can be published and copied. And then there's going to be a web presence document that would have hyperlinks throughout that you would be able to go. And that's going to actually be the one I think is more.
Can we do an audio book?
I need to do a coloring book for you.
New business.
Really don't have an update for the meeting other than Tricia Hogan sent out an email today to everybody. I made a copy of it. I actually plan, I'm going to try to attend. This is for anybody that serves on a board or committee. Serves on a board or committee.
All these people.
Now do I have to hand enter all this? Or no?
Do what?
Do I have to hand in?
No, you don't have to hand in her. If you turn over, basically, the subject is at the very bottom of page one, training opportunity for citizen advisory council members, and then it talks about on the second page, and if I'd realized there were so many people that it was sent to, I would have just done a cut and paste. I did not realize when I sent it to the friend.
Sorry, I can use the list.
At any rate, you have the date is February 11th, and so I would encourage you to go to the training. I think Maureen, have you been involved with this?
Yeah. This is that committee that I'm on with Commissioner Lamel that we've been working on for the last year and a half. And so we finally got the training that, you know, the commissioners last February actually approved the policy statement that said, you know, members will be trained. And so this is the first training session that we've been working on putting together that's going to be given. And then, you know, we to get feedback from people going through it. Because the whole idea is to make sure that we've got really good, effective citizen advisory council members who understand their role and know how to work and really, you know, get the commissioners the best possible product. So, this is an outcome of that whole sort of revamping of our CAC structure and how we train and how we use the CACs. So,
okay. Is there a pass-fail component?
For you?
The only other thing that I would mention is this past Tuesday, the Transportation Advisory Committee, Jimmy is a member of that board, met and had a really good discussion. There is a lot of activity that is taking place in the next several years. There was some, I guess the way it was described to me was found money almost $500 million that has gone into roads and new road construction. That wasn't brought up, Jimmy, in the meeting. I've learned since that if I understand correctly, this budget, what they did was they took monies that were going to State Highway Patrol, was right at $500 million, and have put that into road construction, road and bridge construction, and that's why there's the increase of money for projects. And so the projects that are being looked at would be a realignment of Wilson Road from Old 64 Acosta Road and aligning that intersection all the way to 276. Work from Indian Creek on US 64 West to Toxaway Dam. And the primary purpose of that is to really straighten out the road, make a much better alignment of it. And then two other projects in Brevard. One is Park Neely, and work on that to improve it. And then on North Country Club to Barclay and making improvements there. Interesting, with the conversations that you've had and with some of the dialogue on biking, the current, at the time of the meeting, current vice chair, now the chair of the committee, asked Steve Cannon, the Department of Commerce, excuse me, Department of Transportation representative, said, where are the bike lanes on some of these? And I think that what that really allows for is a thought process that says that helps improve the road width and improve safety for motorists, improve safety for, I would argue, people in agriculture, and also then bicyclists. And so you've got a board that is actively trying to say, where do these pieces fit? Their next meeting is, I think it's April 5th. It may be good. We have not had, in probably about 2 years, a joint meeting with the Transportation Advisory Board, and maybe trying to look at April or even March and having a joint meeting with the City Planning Board and Transportation. And Mark, I would even say maybe even the Alliance, and all sitting together at some point. Once we get a draft of our plan that you feel comfortable with, particularly when we get to strategies, our goal is to submit that to Forest Service, to the Alliance, to the different organizations that touch everything we're talking about, and say, would you please look at this? Is there something missing? What strategy, what would you like to see in here that needs to be? And maybe we could kick off that with a joint meeting with a number of different groups.
Well, that site evaluation study should be completed and presented to the commissioners by then, too, so that will have some...
That would tie back into the land use component.
Some real bearing on land use and infrastructure.
Well, the joint meeting I went to 2 years ago, was 2 years ago in February, I believe. It was pretty much a one-way meeting. The DOT got up and said what they were going to do, and the meeting was over.
That was our previous RPO representative, Josh King. Yeah, I think we've got a much more...
Vicki Eastland is much more engaged.
I think DOT is much more engaged.
My understanding on the money was that it was... they quit robbing from the gas tax money to put in general fund, and they're actually going to put it to highway construction and repair. That was where my understanding where a lot of that money was coming from.
It may have been, but what I heard yesterday from one speaker was that a large part of that is coming from, and the rationale was that the highway patrol is related to roads, but they're using general funds now at the state level rather than using the gas tax or what would be money typically associated with road products. So I think it's probably
just a shell game.
Yeah. So maybe we try to do something in March, and we can work on that. Staff can work on that.
In their spare time?
Spare time. That's all I have, sir.
Since I last saw you, I went to a training at the School of Government on subdivision review. It was very good, and it made me appreciate you guys so much. I was with some planners where their planning board does not allow them to do anything and just holds steady and doesn't let any subdivisions or anything leave. It was mind-boggling to me. So I wanted to say thank you all for your support and your work that you guys do.
Me too.
You too, yes. Yes. But the whole home that I heard was from the planning board. I mean, the planners whining about the planning board.
Yeah. Not that our planners would ever whine about us. Yes.
You're on
certainly
the
not.
Well, listening to Joy talk about something that she appreciates, one thing I will say is, and it probably is a continuation of work, we did make a final submission of the $1.5 million Golden Leaf grant. And in large part, I'd like to thank Caitlin for her help with that and her previous work leading projects and proposals for private companies. And so while this was a grant and the process and the entities, Caitlin really knew very little about the process of putting together a very informative and I think well presented document was well done. And so we got that in. So,
yeah. And when do we hear on that?
April 7th, I think, is when the board meets. We actually had a meeting with Mark Sorrells and Dan Gerlach on Monday, pulled the team together to help with that. My understanding was that they were very impressed that we were the first county to go to, that they went to visit. The grant deadline was Friday. We had everything ready, knowing that that might be a snow day, and Kaylin and I had everything ready. I actually came in on Friday. I walked in, made a couple of tweaks, and pushed it out. We had a group meeting then on Monday. They visited one of the companies that we're looking at trying to support. We're very impressed with that. Conversations with Blue Ridge, with the school system, and another business, and the Alliance. And so a lot of effort by a lot of different people went into that. We are, I guess my point and where I wanted to get to, 21 initial applications. 13 were invited to submit a final. For approximately, I think it was, and Derek, don't quote me on the number on this, it was something on the order of $10.5 million for Western North Carolina. So 13 projects competing for $10.5 million. And our project was $1.5 million.
That's the max, isn't it?
It was the max, and I know a number of them were less than that. Ours is probably the highest leverage project. Highest leverage meaning that the money that other entities are bringing to the table far exceed, significantly exceed what is being requested by Golden Leaf. So a lot of leverage on it, and I think a lot of positive. So we'll see.
Good. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, Jackie, public comment? The looks.
Darren, you have
lines. Mr. Phil, calm tonight. I don't understand the difference.
Everyone's on a feeling.
But it can't be genetic, can it?
Environmental.
Board comments? Jackie, anything?
I just want to say I'm really pleased and really enthusiastic on where we are right now. I think we've made tremendous progress, and I really like the outline and the way planning staff has, you know, sort of taken a huge amount of data from the survey and everything and sort of made it into a manageable effort, because a few months ago when we were looking at that 228 pages of data and thinking, how are we going to do this? Well, I just want to say I really appreciate the fact that staff has come up with such a great way to do that, and I know that's not easy. That takes a lot of creative thinking and, you know, really synthesis, and I think we're going to have a really good product to get to the commissioners. So I'm just really excited that we're sort of on the end of this road, and we're going to get there and get a product out. So
that'd be cool.
Yep.
What she said. I can't talk all that well, but I see a lot of organizational skill in what you're doing and the way you're laying things out makes it easy to follow and use that little bit of creative license to make it interesting. You know, it's so many are just sawdust and nobody ever reads them.
We read an awful lot of those.
A few, and a couple of good ones. So,
Maureen, we may be at the sort of the end of the line for us, but it's just the beginning, because they've got to put all the meat on these bones that have been laid out in front of us. But no, I really like it. I'm excited about where we're at and looking forward to the meeting next week to get some feedback from other folks too. And want to welcome Kaylin to the group. Now that we're fully staffed, there's no excuses, Mark.
I have nobody said that there has been.
I know. You've done a good job.
Logging away.
Done a great job with managing the transitions. So, thanks for everybody coming out.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Maureen, second. So we will send an email out to the advocates and you. And then, time permitting, we will probably call some of the advocates. I will call. I know many of them. Joy has done a really good job of self-introducing herself to lots of different people. And so we will call. And then if you can call your advocates and really emphasize that need to be there next week, we'll be in the road gal room. And I think we will have hopefully a good meeting.
I'll call Joe.
And to the issue of weather, according to WeatherBug, let's see if it goes out. Next Thursday is mostly sunny.
Okay.
Mostly dark.
I think we've got a different setup for tonight than we did last night. So.
Okay. I'll get my stuff out of the way.
We'll flip the tables over.
Man.
Yeah, well, you can jump in the next. Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're all down.